Good morning. For those that were here on Good Friday, the place looks a little different because the altar was completely cleared. There was a black cloth on it. There was a black cloth on the cross up on top. And we told them to look at the differences between Good Friday and today. And this morning we come in, there are flowers out. And there's a white cloth on the cross. Because early that morning, Mary Magdalene and Peter and John went to the tomb. Because they were going to prepare Jesus' body for burial. But when they got there, something was new and something was different. Because the tomb, the stone had been rolled away. And they went in and they saw the grave cloths lying there. And they remembered, He is risen. He is risen indeed. That's the message of Easter. There's no more death for those who believe. Because He has risen. And He promises that of all of us. So today, we're celebrating Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. Let's go ahead and pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this Easter morning. There's a beautiful sky, bright blue, and the flowers are up. Well, some of them have got a little frostbite, but that's okay. But you know what? The dandelions came out, and that showed that God was present with us because He's given His beauty to us. He gives us everything, and we know that He is here with us today in this sanctuary. So bless this service. Bless all who arrived here today, and bless those who weren't able to make it. I know there are a lot of prayers out there for people who are sick, and we want to make sure that we lift them up. So bless this church and its outreach, for we want to bring Jesus into everyone's lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our greeting today is taken from Isaiah 25:8. 1 Corinthians 15:54 and 57, Matthew 28:6, and Luke 24:24. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from our faces. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God. He has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Let us pray. Dear God, you sent your Son to die for us. And because of that, He rose from the dead. He conquered death. And He gives us hope in our lives for the same. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, it's Easter Sunday and you give us an opportunity to give back to you. So I'd like to bless these gifts. Allow them to reach out and touch someone in this community or communities outside of this to spread your word. Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. As I stood up here today and as we were singing that song, I saw the light. I looked back at this window and the light so brightly shining through there and the colors are so vibrant. Easter's here. I look in this sanctuary and I see the lilies. I looked in my lawn this morning and saw the dandelions. But mixed in with those were some violet flowers too. Even the weeds are gorgeous because God made them. Even sad moments were made victorious because He allowed Jesus. No, Jesus rose from the dead and conquered sin for all of us. He did it. God came to earth as a baby born in Bethlehem. He lived His life a perfect lamb. Never anything did He do that disappointed God because He is God. But He came to earth for us. The earth was a shambles, as it is today. But we have the promise that Jesus is coming back to take all the believers with Him for eternal life in heaven. What a promise that no one else can give. Amen? Let's pray the prayer, "This is my Bible." This is my Bible. It contains the Word of God given to me. It tells me that I am made righteous through Jesus Christ and that I am the head and not the tail. Since I am a joint heir to the throne of glory, today I will allow what I hear to transform me to be more like Christ. God said it. I believe it.
And that settles it. Amen.
I am Mary Magdalene. It has been 2 days. 2 days since I watched him die. 2 days since they laid his body in the tomb. 2 days since hope has been swallowed into darkness. I haven't been able to sleep. And I have more tears left to cry. There's no more. But of course, they will come again. My body was weary from grief. My heart shattered beyond repair. So I got up this morning before the sun rose. The darkness was comforting. Hiding the sorrow on my face, I felt like time was finally doing what I wanted it to do. I wanted it to stop so my heart could catch up with my mind. I walked alone to the tomb, my thoughts racing. How can the world keep moving? How can people carry on like nothing has happened? Don't they know? Haven't they heard? He commanded nature. He commanded the wind and the rain. Don't they know? Don't they know what they've done? Jesus was everything to me. He was my Savior, my deliverer, and my friend. When no one else loved me, he did. When others turned away, he saw me. When I was bound by darkness, tormented by demons, he set me free. How could he be gone? I remember that night, our last night with him. We were in the upper room, and he spoke to us with such tenderness. But there was a sorrow in his eyes, and then he did something none of us expected. He got up from the table, took off his outer garment, and wrapped a towel around his waist. He poured water into a basin and began to wash our feet one by one. He knelt before us, the Son of God humbling as a servant. And then he came to Peter. He washed our feet, even mine, though I didn't feel worthy. He took the bread and broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you." And the cup, "This is my blood of the new covenant." I didn't understand it fully, but now looking back, I see. He was preparing us for what was to come. And then there was Judas. I saw the look in his eyes when he said, "One of you will betray me." My heart pounded. And I looked at everyone in the room. Who? How could anyone do such a thing? And then Judas left, slipping into the night. I didn't know then what he was about to do. None of us did. I reached the tomb and grasped. The stone was rolled away. I ran forward, my heart pounding. I looked inside. His body was gone. Only the burial clothes remained. My breath caught in my throat. Where is he? Had they taken him? Had they done something to his body?
I didn't know what to believe. When Mary came running, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Her words struck fear into my heart. Could it be? Had something happened? John and I ran. I ran harder than I ever had before. My feet stumbled over the rocky path, but I didn't stop. I had to see. I had to know. When we reached the tomb, John got there first, but he hesitated. Not me. I rushed inside. My eyes scanned the burial cloth, empty. The cloth that had been around his head was folded neatly, separately from the others. I stood there, my mind racing. What had happened? Where was he? And then I remembered his words. The Son of Man must suffer, be crucified, and on the third day, rise again. Could it be? Could he truly be alive? But then the memories of the night came rushing back. Before that night in the upper room, I had already struggled to understand what Jesus was doing. When he knelt before me to wash my feet, I was ashamed. Lord, you will never wash my feet, I told him. How could I let him lower himself like that? But then he looked at me, his eyes filled with love and purpose, and he said, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Those words struck me to the core. I didn't fully understand, but I knew then I needed him. So I said, then not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Only later did I realize the depth of what he was doing. He was showing us how to follow him is to serve, to love as he loved, to lower ourselves so that others might be lifted up. He, our teacher, our Lord, had washed my feet to show that the greatest in the kingdom is the one who serves. That moment, I see it now. It was preparing me for the path ahead, for what it truly means to follow. The garden. Oh, what came next? I had just left the upper room. The streets were quiet. Jerusalem slept beneath a blanket of stars, unaware that everything was about to change. He walked ahead of us. Jesus did. His face was calm, but his eyes, I've never seen his eyes like that. Like he was already carrying the weight of the world. We crossed the Kindred Valley and entered the Garden of Gethsemane. We had been there before. It was peaceful, a place of retreat, but not that night. That night, the stillness felt heavy, like the trees themselves were holding their breath. Jesus turned to us and said, sit here while I go over there and pray. Then he took James, John, and me a little farther in. He looked troubled. Deeply distressed, he said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. I wanted to stay awake. I tried to stay awake, but I was tired. So tired. My eyes closed for what I thought was just a moment. But when I opened them, he was standing over us. Couldn't you keep watch with me for 1 hour, he said. I failed him. Again. He went off and prayed. I could hear the anguish in his voice. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. He prayed like a man being poured out, wrestling in his spirits. And we slept again. Then, suddenly everything shifted. A sound, footsteps, shouting, torchlights dancing in the trees, the peace of that garden shattered like glass. And there he was, Judas. Judas led them straight to Jesus. Roman soldiers, temple guards, chief priests, elders, armed to the teeth. A detachment, John said, not just a few, but hundreds, all for him, for Jesus, the one who opened blinded eyes, calmed storms with his voice, and raised the dead. And they came with clubs and swords. Judas walked up to him, that snake, and kissed him on the cheek. That was the signal. But what happened next? Jesus stepped forward, brave, unshaken. They ask, are you Jesus of Nazareth? I am he. And they fell, all of them, every soldier, every torchbearer, every accuser, just collapsed like a wave of glory swept through the garden. Just three words. I am he. It was a reminder of who he really was. Not just our teacher, not just our rabbi, but the Lord of all, Yahweh. I am. And still, they got up. Still, they came for him. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't let them take him. So I drew my sword. I was scared. Ferocious. Furious. Desperate. And I struck. Cut off an ear of the high priest's servant. But Jesus, he stopped me. Put your sword away, he said. Then he healed the man, the very man sent to help arrest him. He healed him, even there, even then. That's our Jesus. He looked at me and said, don't you know I could call down 12 legions of angels? My Father would send them in a heartbeat. But then how would the scriptures be fulfilled? I followed at a distance. I stood in the courtyard, watching as they mocked him, beat him. Then the servant girl recognized me. You were with him. No, I wasn't. Again, you were one of his disciples. I don't know what you mean. A third time, surely you were with him. And I swore, I never knew him. Then the rooster crowed, and he turned and looked at me. I had denied him. I had abandoned him. And then he was gone. But now, the empty tomb. The tomb was empty. What did it mean?
Peter and John left, but I stayed. I couldn't leave. I had to find him. I had to find my Lord. Through my tears, I looked into the tomb again, and this time I saw two angels sitting where his body had been. They asked me, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," I whispered, "and I don't know where they have put him." Then I turned and saw a man standing there. Through my grief, I thought he was the gardener. He asked me, "Woman, are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Desperately, I pleaded, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Then he spoke my name, Mary. And in that moment, I knew. My heart leaped. My soul burned. It was him. I turned to him, crying out, "Rabboni, teacher." Jesus was alive. He was standing before me, risen, victorious over death.
It's true. The tomb is empty. The greatest words ever spoken in the cemetery were declared by an angel. He is not here. He is risen. The Romans that had sealed the tomb stationed guards to ensure that the body remained. But a violent earthquake shook the ground, and an angel of the Lord descended, rolling away the stone. The guards trembled in fear and became like dead men. And to the woman who had come to mourn, the angel proclaimed, "He has risen, just as he said."
This changes everything. The tomb is empty.
Death has been defeated.
He is the resurrection and the life.
And because he lives, we have this incredible hope.
The cross could not conquer him. The grave could not hold him. Sin could not defeat him.
Because he is exactly who he said he was.
He is risen.
Today, we walked with Mary to the tomb. We stood in the garden with Peter. We've seen the stone rolled away, and we've heard the words that changed history. He is not here. He has risen. Because he lives, the grave does not have the final word. Because he lives, our shame can be exchanged for grace. Because he lives, you and I have hope for today and strength for tomorrow. But the resurrection is not something to celebrate. It's not just something to celebrate. It's something to receive. Today, Jesus is still calling our names, just like he said, Mary, at the tomb. He is speaking your name now. And so, I ask you, do you need a new life today? Have you been running, doubting, or broken by the weight of sin? Do you long for forgiveness, peace, a relationship with living Christ? The same Jesus who conquered death stands ready to meet you here. Whether you want to give your life to Jesus for the first time, return home after wandering, or simply kneel and thank him for what he's done, don't miss this moment. Come, let the risen Savior meet you here. A few of us are going to sing "Because He Lives." Let's declare the truth that gives us courage, even in our darkest nights. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Let's stand and worship the risen King. And if you feel the Spirit calling you, come.
God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Face uncertain days because He lives. And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's fight no more with pain. Gives way to victory. I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And life is worth the living just because He
beautiful day. It's a day that we can rejoice because we have a risen Savior. He is here. He is risen. He is risen indeed. So if you have time to spend with your family, to enjoy the weather, know that Christ is risen and He's right there in your heart. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed Easter day.